AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They were shot in the head. The medical examiner's report is in on the two TV journalists shot dead by a former coworker on Wednesday in Virginia during a live on-air interview. WDBJ-TV reporter Allison Parker and cameraman Adam Ward shot in the head. Parker had also been shot in the chest, Ward in the torso. WDBJ-TV News Director Kelly Zuber on the victim's final moments.
We saw Adam go down and then we heard a scream, so there's probably some indication that at the very last moment, Allison may have recognized what was going on. Adam probably did not, since his back was turned to the shooter. I think they had very little notice.
Gunman Vester Flanagan shot and killed himself hours later. Florida is under a state of emergency as it awaits Tropical Storm Erica, which is expected to arrive maybe Monday. It's a threat to the whole state, says the governor. The storm dumped rain on Puerto Rico this morning after leaving four people dead on the Caribbean island of Dominica. About 20 people there are still missing. Former President George W. Bush back in New Orleans this morning, the scene of one of his presidency's lowest points. He will be touting the region's recovery from Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago. Resident Crystal Ellis says there's still a lot to do.
The property that's next door to me since I've been here is still abandoned, still looks distraught, and those are the areas that really need to focus on.
President Bush is visiting Warren Easton Charter High School, the same school he visited on the first anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. They don't know yet who shot and killed a Savannah State University junior last night after an argument on the Georgia campus. Christopher Starks was 22 years old from the Atlanta area. The Dow is down 57 points at the moment. This is AP Radio News. The Republican National Committee spokeswoman calls it a new low for Hillary Clinton's flailing presidential campaign. Clinton is drawing parallels between terrorist organizations and the field of Republican candidates for president when it comes to their views on women.
Extreme views about women, we expect that from some of the terrorist groups. We expect that from people who don't want to live in the modern world.
Republican National Committee spokeswoman Allison Moore says Hillary Clinton should apologize for what she called her inflammatory rhetoric. The CEO of the adultery website Ashley Madison is stepping down after that massive breach of the company's computer systems and the outing of millions of its members. The parent company says Noel Bitterman's departure was a mutual decision and a decision that was in the best interests of the company. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.